Good day, skiers and riders. This is Eric with your Whiteface Insider Snowcast for Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. It's Ski and Ride Day 72 of the season. Today is Groundhog's Day, which means we are going to let an oversized squirrel predict the weather. The Farmer's Almanac, however, is predicting a long winter, so it's anybody's guess. While Punxsutawney Phil might not be able to accurately tell you the seasons, I can tell you that spending them here at Whiteface will result in a good time. We anticipate opening with 9 lifts and 76 trails today on packed powder and loose granular conditions. As for the weather, it is going to be mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-20s, and there will also be a southwest wind with possible gusting. This afternoon, we will start to see the temperatures drop, though, along with some snow. While the longevity of winter might be in question, these next few days are not. I think I called out Mother Nature a little bit too much, and now she's flexing her winter arm. There will be a wind chill advisory starting later tonight and lasting until Saturday afternoon, with some temperatures reaching negative 30. Wearing layers and bundling up is the best way to stave off hypothermia and frostbite, so plan accordingly. Upcoming events. The Empire State Winter Games is back and will take place from February 2nd through the 5th. Whiteface will be hosting the Slalom, Giant Slalom, and Super G races, along with the Ski and Snowboard Cross and Moguls competitions. For more information, visit EmpireStateWinterGames.com. We will be having live music this Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. Come vibe with John Walcall as he performs in the Cloudspin Bar and Grill. President's Week is just about 2 weeks away now, so if you are planning a trip and will need rentals or lessons, now's the time to book. When you buy online, not only do you save time from having to wait in line, but you also save money, which is the same deal for our lift tickets. Buying online is not only required, but it also saves you money. Visit our website to start all of your savings today. The skier responsibility code states that you must stop where you obstruct a trail or not visible from above. Sun safety. Exposure to UV rays increases by up to 5% for every 1,000 feet above sea level. Snow also presents further risk as it can reflect UV rays, sometimes up to 80%. This means that when spending time outdoors in the snow, you need to protect your skin. Before you head to the mountain, make sure to pack a sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30 to maximize your fun in the sun. Know the zone. Every skier and rider gets 15 feet of space. While on the hill, avoid collisions by giving others 15 feet of space on all sides. If kids are present, go even slower and give them more room. Know that skiers and riders can turn suddenly, so stay in control to obey the 15-foot zone. We thank you for your cooperation and understanding. I thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the slopes.